Masechet Berachot, Perek Hey, Mishnah Bet. This Mishnah is going to talk about three different additions that are made to our Amidah, depending on the time of the year. We'll talk about Mashiv HaRuach, Omonit HaGeshem. We'll talk about V'tin Tal U'matad Libracha. And we'll talk about Atahonantanu, what's added when a person is ending Shabbat. So the Mishnah says, starts off, Mazkirin Gevurot Geshamim B'tchiyat HaMetim. A person's supposed to mazkir, he's supposed to recognize Gevurot Geshamim, the strength in Hashem bringing forth the rain. We're not asking for rain over here. We're just recognizing how powerful and how amazing God is by the fact that He could bring forth rain. That's mentioned in the Beracha of Tehayat HaMetim. In Tehayat HaMetim, where God talks about the resurrection of the dead, right after Atagibor Le'olam Adonai, we say Mashiv HaRuach, Geshem. Why? What's the connection between Tehayat HaMetim and the bringing forth of rain? The answer is they both bring forth life. Water is brought. If we didn't have water in the world, we'd have no life. So the fact that when water rains down onto this world, it's God giving us sustenance. It's God giving us the ability to continue living. And Tehayat HaMetim, the resurrection of the dead, obviously, is God bringing forth life. We say Mashiv HaRuach HaMorit HaGeshem from Musaf of Shemini Atzeret, until Shaharit of the first day of Pesach. Okay, Mishnah continues and says, V'sho'alin ha-geshamim b'birkat ha-shanim. And we ask for rain in the birkat ha-shanim. The birkat ha-shanim is what we talk about our livelihood. We ask God to make this a good season financially, and rain brings forth good crops. So we do that during this beracha to ask for a good harvest and for a good year financially. A person does this, he asks for rain, which we refer to as Barech Aleinu. In Eretz Yisrael, he does this on the 7th of Heshvan, and in Chutz La'aretz, outside of the land of Israel, he does this 60 days after the equinox until the first day of Pesach. That's when he asks for rain. Mishnah continues and says, V'havdala b'chonen hada'at. And he's going to say Atahonantanu, marking the end of the Shabbat with words in the Beracha of Honen Hada'at. The reason for that would be a person has to have knowledge, has to have the ability to distinguish between Kodesh and Hol, the sacred and the mundane. Only a person with intellect, with a mind, is able to understand the greatness of Kodesh and the futility of Hol. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Omra Beracha Revi'it Bifnei Atzma. Rabbi Akiva disagrees with Tanakama. Rabbi Akiva says, no, you don't say it as part of the Beracha of Atahonin. Rather, after Atakadosh, before you start Atahonin, you should have a new Beracha on Saturday night that's just going to focus on the ending of Shabbat. It's going to say, Baruch HaMavdil Ben Kodesh Lehol, because he'll tell you, Rabbi Akiva's logic is, okay, I understand your answer, but is that sufficient enough, Tarakama, to tell me that you need a mind to distinguish between the sacred and the mundane? Is that significant enough to put it as part of a Tachonin La'adam Da'at? I don't think so. So Rabbi Akiva would say it warrants its own beracha. Mishnah finishes off by a third opinion, which is Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer Omer Behoda'a. We add a Tachonantanu to Modim, to the Modim, which is about thanks, which is about offering thanksgiving to Hashem. And the logic of Rabbi Eliezer would be, we have to thank Hashem for this precious day, for this treasure called Shabbat. We're so lucky that we have it. We have to thank Hashem after we're done with it for that amazing experience. Halakha, like we know, is like Tanakama. Atahonantanu was mentioned in Atahonin La'adam Da'at.